The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Wintergreen Resort wrapped up its ski season earlier this month, and volunteers with the Nature Foundation at Wintergreen are turning their attention to native plants in the area. Randy Behage with our partner station WMRA reports.
It's a cool, rainy day in late February near the top of Devil's Knob, but the first sprouts of spring are already popping up in trays inside the Trillium House at Wintergreen Resort. Volunteers with the Nature Foundation have carefully collected, stored, and sown the seeds of narrowleaf mountain mint, bushy aster, coreopsis, and dozens of other native plant species. Head volunteer Abigail James shows me around.
And so for the past 3 weeks, we've been putting seeds in soil, and you have... These were actually planted last week. It's wild bergamot, and as I told somebody, you could put it on a flip-flop and it would grow. But we're trying to do a little scientific here, because we are not in the business of selling plants. We're in the business of helping people understand what grows up here.
The Native Plant Program aims to conserve the flora that naturally inhabits Wintergreen. A team of about 30 volunteers, many of whom are retired and live at the resort year-round, document how different species are best propagated and hold plant sales that attract gardeners from as far away as Richmond.
So this is last year's list, so I know how we did it, how long it took them to germinate, how good the germination was, and then what happened when they went outdoors.
The volunteers also tend a glass greenhouse at the base of the mountain, filled with trays and pots of woody shrubs and tree starts. Older saplings line the mulch paths outside.
And another row of shrubby St. John's wort. Wild hydrangea, not like the big hydrangeas you're used to. As you can see, the flowers are similar, but they're smaller. Those are alders with the catkins that are hanging down.
Almost everything we grow are local phenotypes, so the seeds and the plants are cultivated from things within less than 50 miles in most cases.
Michelle Maggiore is the foundation's greenhouse and shop coordinator. In recent weeks, she's been propagating witch hazel, swamp azalea, and sourwood from cuttings.
Oh, and just a few days ago, I did prairie willow, and they plan to plant some of those up at Mount Vernon, too. So we do help with, you know, other areas that are trying to find certain native plants.
They also have pots of the resort's namesake, wintergreen, also known as eastern teaberry, a pretty ground cover with short elliptical leaves. But the species doesn't actually grow in that spot on the mountains.
But go 5 miles down the parkway, all over the place. It's the different soil, it's the rock. We're on Catoctin greenstone here, and it is a little too basic. They really needed acid.
According to an article from the College of William and Mary, the Catoctin Formation is characterized by blue-green rocks that were created by ancient lava flows. It underlies much of the Blue Ridge. That geology, plus the resort's high elevation, create a unique little biome.
So people are really funny. We will come and say, you know, do you all sell red buds? No, because they won't bloom up here. Too high. Go for 3,000 feet. You can't have, and we don't grow the sort of typical native dogwoods because they will bloom up here, but they don't really like it. So we grow alternate leaf dogwood.
The native plant crew also maintains 3 gardens around the resort. Their work not only has scientific and landscaping value, but also provides food for the myriad of bugs and wildlife that call Wintergreen home.
When you plant things that just look beautiful, but they aren't native, you're providing a biological desert. It's like coming to a restaurant, but there's nothing to eat. Or they may have something that they can nibble on, but it's not going to sustain the rest of their whole growth cycle. And so that's what I think is so important about the Native Propagation Program.
The Nature Foundation will hold plant sales on April 20th and June 15th, as well as a wildflower symposium with native plant experts from May 17th to 19th.
That was Randy Behage with partner station WMRA. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.